KTVB News Time 7:53, right now 51 degrees. It's time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTVB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jared. Nicely done this morning. We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant, a grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Well, this week, world leaders gathered at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. This annual event has historically been a place where globalist elites and the heads of declining nations gather to prattle about climate change and social justice and generally do all they can to disrespect the United States. Other presidents have, to one degree or another, either put up with or actually agreed with the Davos globalists. Not Donald Trump. On Wednesday in Davos, President Trump took to the podium to read Europe its truth. And that truth is, you guys are pretty much screwed without the United States. In a world that contains a belligerent and nuclear-armed Russia and China, Europe is almost totally incapable of defending itself. So too, by the way, is Canada. And thus, the topic of Greenland. Forget about rare earths and other natural resources. Greenland may have those things, but as the president said, they're under hundreds of feet of ice. Instead, simply consider a scenario under which nuclear-tipped missiles are launched from either of China or Russia. Then, with that in mind, look at a polar projection map. That is a map from the perspective of looking directly down upon the North Pole. It's an entirely different perspective from that of a standard Mercator projection map that you're used to. What you quickly see that a Mercator projection doesn't make clear is that Greenland is situated geographically as a near perfect strategic site for a North American early warning system and for the launching of Golden Dome-like missile defenses against nuclear weapons launched from Asia. The shortest distance from Asia to the United States flies directly over the Arctic Ocean, and Greenland sits at a perfect spot to, one, see missiles coming, and two, intercept and kill them before they get here. Consider Greenland from this perspective, and you'll have a much better understanding of why Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin both want Greenland and why we can't tolerate any scenario under which they might get it. And by the way, China's building a fleet of ice-breaking Arctic Ocean-going vessels. They're not doing so for the fun of it. There are other reasons for the U.S. to want to control Greenland, but missile defense is reason enough. If a missile defense system is to work against weapons launched from China or Russia, Greenland is nearly indispensable. And that truth is Europe's truth. Because the U.S., with its jugular exposed, won't be much help in defending Europe. The socialist health and welfare systems of Europe are only possible because they've offloaded the expense of maintaining their national defense onto the shoulders of Uncle Sam. Don't hold your breath, waiting to hear a thank you. Prior presidents have recognized this problem. None has had the stones to actually address it. None, that is, until Donald Trump came along to confront it in plain spoken language that the Davos elites might not like, but will never misunderstand. So, here's the bottom line regarding Greenland. Trump is going to get what he wants. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. This is the time before the there is time before the weather hits to get yourself to the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall, so why should you go? Well, simple. Grab a bottle or two of port wine from the Keepersall collection. A glass of port is a great way to take the edge off the chill on a cold winter night. A port is a red wine that has been fortified by an additional spirit. In the case of Keepersall ports, that additional spirit is brandy from the Keepersall distillery. Port is often called a dessert wine, and a glass of port is a very civilized way to finish off a nice meal and hunker down on a cold winter's night. So, while there's time before the nasty weather gets here, please accept my invitation to visit the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall and ask to try both of Keepersall's estate-grown ports. Of course, tell them I sent you, and your first tasting fee goes on my tab. So, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at Keepersall.com.